You can't just walk off the street and say, "I'd like to be a longshoreman. How do I apply?" There are no job listings on Monster or Career Builder. There's no way to send a cover letter or resume. There's no application to fill out. You have to start off as what they call a casual. Casuals take on whatever overflow work the regular workers can't cover. And the best description I've heard of being a casual worker, and by best, I mean the most poetic description, comes from a guy named Sasha Karlik, who's been a casual for 10 years.
If you're willing to camp out on the front porch of the palace and greedily take every crumb we throw at you for 2, 4, 6, 10, 12 years, we'll invite you in to have a permanent seat at the banquet.
In this analogy, the banquet is the union, specifically the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, or the ILWU. And a permanent seat at the banquet means becoming a union member, a registered longshoreman. Registered longshoremen earn six-figure salaries. They get medical benefits, pensions, and paid vacations.
Eventually.
Casuals get none of that.
Till then, it's like, you got no status, you're a third-class citizen, and that's kind of what it is being a casual.
They don't even get day-to-day guarantee of employment. What they get is more like a regular spot in a very long line.
Okay, you reached casual for Monday night.
Waiting for a job.
34 cast, 431 jobs, it's 431.
What you're hearing is the casual hotline, which lets workers know who works when. Every casual is assigned a letter and a number, something like W4531. Then they call in every day to see if there's work.
Starting off the letter W4531, that's worship, 4531, call back after 2:30 for your final.
That first letter W, that's your group number. If your group number is up, you and all the other W's head down to the casual hiring hall. Hiring hall sounds kind of grand, but it's just a parking lot, littered with cigarette butts and broken-down office chairs. On the edge of the lot, there's one building. It looks a lot like a run-down taco stand, except in the window where you would have placed an order, you get a job assignment. To get a shift, you have to be physically at the hall, at the window, with your ID card out, in the right spot in line, exactly when your number is called.
If you're in line, have your card out, be ready. If you're pulling your card out at the window, you are going to flop. If you are out of order, even by one person, you are done. All right, you guys been told, call back after 2:30 for your final.
If you miss your job, you have to wait for your number to come around all over again. That could take a day, a week, or a month, depending on how busy the port is.
You drop everything. People drop everything to be down at the hall.
This is Richard, another casual. He didn't want to use his last name.
When I hear it getting like, you know, 3 or 4 letters before my letter, I'm going to go down.
Here we go for Thursday morning, August 21st. Hold on to your crime fighters. 1,275 jobs. That's 1,275. We'll be starting off in the letter P, 4747. If you're up close, come on down.
And you might go down to the hall and you might not even get a job. And if you don't get a job in the morning, you go in the evening, in the afternoon.
Thursday night, early forecast, 1,400.
And it's possible you wait again and not get a job that night. So what you're going to do is you drive back home again, wake up and go back to the hall. And then again, you might not get a job. So you'll come back again later in the afternoon and do the process again.
We'll be starting off with the letter H.
I've done this 3-4 days in a row sometimes, maybe all week, every day.
Come on down. If you're up close, come on down. If you're up close, come on down.
I'll see you in the morning. Okay, this is the casual hall for Tuesday morning, August 26th.
And the job's not there. But when you're so close to getting a job, you don't want to miss it. At that point, you realize that you've spent more gas you realize that you used up all the money that you would have made on that job. So now you really have to work because you got to get that money back somehow. It gets gloomy waiting out there, you know. It does.
I ask him why he does it.
Why do it?
Well, that's it. I'm doing it because at this point for me and in my life, there's no other job I could actually get to make money like this. Just the basic pay, you know, could be anywhere around $27 an hour. You wonder and you fantasize and you dream about getting 3 and 4 days, maybe even 5 days would be just amazing. What a paycheck that would be. That keeps you going.
How did it get to the point that there are 6,000 men and women waking up every morning to call a hotline to see if they'll get a chance to work? Well, it goes back to 2004, when business at the port was booming. In fact, it couldn't process the cargo fast enough. So the union and the employers brought in some new casuals to pick up the slack. And they hired people in a way that frankly sounds crazy to me. They held a raffle. Guys who wanted to be considered for the job were told to mail in a postcard with their name and address.
One postcard only.
This is, by the way, the same process you go through if you want to be an audience member on Saturday Night Live. They got 300,000 postcards, and altogether they pulled 18,000 names. Of those 18,000, Sasha Karlik was number 148.
And I knew that was pretty good luck, but I didn't realize how fortunate it was, how much of an opportunity it was to be right in the fore of it.
Because he was one of the first people picked, he was one of the first to be trained and put to work. And because casuals with the most hours would be the first hired as registered longshoremen, it put Sasha in the best possible position to get into the union.
There's a common phrase that the regulars in the union often repeated in those first few months. Congratulations, you won the lottery. You know, like, you're a lucky winner, you son of a gun, you know? And it's like, I won the lottery, but I still got to come to work.
Like I said, casuals with the most hours get in first. But it's not like you're automatically admitted into the union when you hit a certain number of hours. There are formal enrollment periods that are very rare. The last one was 7 years ago. At that point, Sasha had been a casual for over 2 years, but he didn't have enough hours to make the cut. There were two rounds of hiring.
So I missed the first one by like 200 hours, I think, and the second cut I missed by like 80 hours. And there were some people like right near me who missed by one shift, by 8 hours, you know, and they're still there working with me, you know. And some people I heard missed by like as little as 15 or 30 minutes.
We should have had a different dynamic on how we transition people.
James Spinoza used to be president of the union. When Spinoza says they should have had a different dynamic, he just means the process of going from casual to union member is all wrong.
Rather than just waiting for years and years and years, it should have been something on an attrition basis, or you have to take in so many a year, then we created our own problem.
And the problem is only getting worse. There are about 6,000 casuals like Sasha and Richard trying to get into the union. And there are a couple of automated terminals under construction, which means more of the work is going to be done by machines instead of people. When those terminals open, there will be even less work for the casuals. Some are estimating each automated terminal will need 50% fewer people.
I don't know what to say or do about it, except got to just keep on going.
Again, here's Sasha.
And I'm, you know, like so many of us are in a catch-22. You know, I've invested 10 years of my prime. You know, I'm not getting younger. And now if I walk out and just like stop taking every job I can possibly get to, then almost guaranteed I won't get in the union.
I ask him, but do you have faith that it's going to work out?
I have a strong survival instinct that I gotta survive, so I keep treading water, but I have very little faith. But maybe it's a little bit of hypocrisy to be hopeful, to be optimistic that, you know, I'll somehow survive and get through this. But that's just my personal thing.
And Richard, he just keeps his head down and keeps working.
You know, this job has come through. It's still there. You know, right when I'm on the E on my gas tank, I get a paycheck. And so I fill up that tank. It gets me through.
Okay, here we go. Thursday morning. Hold on to your tantarans. It looks like another good day. We have 1,400 jobs for tomorrow. You heard that right. That's 1400. We'll be starting off in the letter U, 4812. That's Union 4812. If you're on the call.